Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, yes, I did get to see the eclipse from my vantage point on the Pacific Rim here in Southern California. At about 11:15 a.m. local time, we reached peak totality, basically. And so we were able to see the outline of the moon on the sun. It was really pretty exciting. I think there won't be another one in this manner for another 21 years or so, from what I understand. But it is exciting, and it was exciting, and we didn't really get a whole lot of change in the sunlight here. It wasn't all that, but there were areas, of course, across the swath of states where this was happening that did get the total eclipse, we understand. So, again, it was very exciting. I hope that you might have had an opportunity to see it. And, and then really nothing happened. I think that's actually pretty good that we didn't careen into the sun. I did not just suddenly turn into another worldly being, although we understand that could have been a possibility. I'm just joking, of course. But, yes, it was a very interesting thing to see happen. And as I said, I remember when I was much younger, and we would take the two pieces of cardboard and we'd look at the sun reflecting or going through the little pinhole and then displaying on another piece of cardboard, you could actually see the outline of the moon. Very interesting stuff. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we have so much to tell you about on the program today. As always, it's going to be chock full. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening, of course, in Israel. They were able to take out another Hezbollah leader. We'll tell you about that. Also, of course, we've got the student loan program. It's back. It's back, and once again, they are trying to buy the votes. There is no doubt in my mind about that, my friends. They are buying the votes, or at least trying to, and we'll see if this stands up in the courts. It didn't before on the first try that they did, and we've got a very good audio clip of Joe Biden talking about just that. Like, the Supreme Court said no, but we didn't let that stop us. Again, well, then why have a Supreme Court, I guess? Well, once again, folks, welcome to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we do definitely have a great message that I want to share with you probably after the first break. But we've also heard from Richard the Marine, and Richard writes in, and of course he's from his vantage point, which is also, by the way, located on the Pacific Rim, but he's on the central coast of Oregon, so he's a little bit further north than I am. But he says, "Hello, Mr. Kyle, 49 degrees and cloudy, was not able to watch the eclipse yesterday. Hope you were able to. Have a great day. Semper Fi, Richard." Well, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. Yes, as I was just saying, we definitely could see the eclipse here. And it was definitely, as I said, it was fun to see that. It was kind of neat to take a break and walk outside and see that. We had the special glasses and everything. And I sure hope that nobody, took it upon themselves to try to look at the eclipse without some kind of protection or using some other kind of method other than simply trying to squint and look at the sun. That is not good to do on any day. An eclipse especially, you don't want to do that. Well, folks, once again, there's a lot to tell you about on the show this morning. We are going to start with what happened with the Hezbollah leader. This from the New York Post. Top Hezbollah leader responsible for helping to direct terror spies trying to infiltrate Israel and attacks on its north was killed in an airstrike Sunday night, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Israeli fighter jets struck a property in southern Lebanon, killing Ali Ahmad Hassan, a commander of the terror group's Wadron forces, the IDF announced Monday morning. Hassin held a rank equivalent to that of a brigade commander and was, quote, responsible for planning and carrying out terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians in northern Israel, the IDF said. Israeli officials believe Radwan forces also are tasked with infiltrating the Jewish nation. Hezbollah officials said Hassin was killed on the road to Jerusalem, quote-unquote, a term the terror group uses to describe operatives killed in Israeli strikes, but they would not confirm what position he held, according to the Times of Israel. Two other Hezbollah operatives under his command were also said to be killed in the strike on the southern Lebanon town of Az-Sulandiyya, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Hassin's death marks at least the fifth time Israeli officials have killed a Hezbollah leader with a rank equivalent to a brigadier commander since hostilities began between Israel and Lebanon after Hamas's terror attack on the Jewish nation on October 7th, the Israeli Times said. In total, more than 30 Hezbollah commanders have been killed over the past 6 months, and Israeli airstrikes have taken out a total of 270 Hezbollah fighters. Hezbollah's rocket fire has killed about a dozen Israeli soldiers and half as many civilians. The continuous fighting on both sides of the border has displaced tens of thousands of civilians in both Lebanon and Israel. And so, again, this is a win for the Israeli Defense Forces. This is a win to try to disrupt the ability of forces, or I should say terrorist groups like Hezbollah, to continue to wreak havoc. Also contained in this story, the very, very scary specter of infiltrating into Israel. My friends, this is why you need to be able to have security. Security at your borders, security at points of entry, security of flights coming in, security of any kind of method that a terrorist organization could use to implant operatives. Arguably, in terms of size comparisons, the state of Israel, doesn't compare to the size of the United States. We have a very, very long border, but the principle remains the same. And especially in our case, we're talking about millions of people who have come across the border, and we don't know how many bad actors. That is not a state of affairs that would seem to be reasonable in this day and age. And Joe Biden just goes on his merry way, the Democrat Party elite going on their merry way. Meanwhile, we have to keep looking over our shoulder. That doesn't sound like national security to me. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
Sip that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent.
All right.
Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
It's Tuesday, and we're still here, we're still going, folks. Regardless of the eclipse and all of the eclipse hype, you know. So everything's fine. We're okay. But welcome back to the show, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, we just heard from Wally, as a matter of fact. Great to hear from Wally this morning as well. And Wally writes in and says, I had to watch it on the computer. Of course, the eclipse. Well, and a lot of people did, or they saw it on television maybe. And, you know, it's definitely, I think a lot of people stopped whatever they were doing as it made its progress. And we knew that, as I mentioned earlier, here in Southern California, the peak totality of the partial eclipse that we saw would have happened around 11:15 a.m. Local time here, Pacific time. So we were able to see that. And then I went out and looked a little bit later on, and sure enough, it was kind of waning away and this kind of thing. But yeah, well, I'm glad you got to see it though, Wally. That's amazing. And also, folks, you know, we have a lot of great listeners to this program, and we're finding out more about that each and every day. And by the way, we're going to talk here in just a little bit about the big dust up with former President Trump, his comments on abortion. Then we've got Kamala Harris's comments on Trump. There are others who are commenting on it. And as you may have heard, it's a little bit of a controversy, so we'll definitely go through that. Also, President Biden and his loan forgiveness program, here we go again, as they might say. So we'll talk about that as well. But first, I want to read a message that I received earlier. And this is coming in from Lucy. She listens on AM 930, The Answer. And it was just a really great message. Now, for those of you new to the program, we heard from Lucy about two and a half months ago, if I recall correctly, and Lucy had been in the hospital. And she wrote in and began to sort of communicate with us and let us know that she was in the hospital. She was listening to the program there. The hospital nurses were also listening in through the overnights. And it was just such a great thing for us to hear about how she was getting better. And so she stayed in the hospital for about a month, as I recall. And when she came out of the hospital, she let us know what was happening. She was back home. She was going through physical therapy. And she just adored the songs that we play and made some requests. So she's a big Stevie Nicks fan, as a matter of fact. So we played some Stevie Nicks, and we just have a lot of fun. And she's been keeping us updated. And so today we got this great update. She says, I drove the first time in 2 months. Yes. So that's congratulations, Lucy. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Because I know it's been a long haul here. She goes on to say, your listeners are so brilliant at finding songs. Yes, they are. We get a lot of great requests, and we especially appreciate Driver Ron out there in Denver. And she says, I know there's great ones from the 80s about driving. Well, that's true. Driving My Life Away comes to mind. Amount of gratitude for you, your audience, in the last few months is immeasurable. And she says, Denise, keep your head on straight. Yes, that's right. Very much so. She says, thank you. Thank you for you and your program. And Lucy, I'm just so happy to get this update. I know our listeners are also, and I know that they're really, really happy to hear that you're doing so much better. And one of the things that it does for me and everybody associated with the program is it just makes us feel like having this kind of impact is far and beyond anything that we'd ever imagined. And so thank you, Lucy. I'm so glad that you let us know what was going on. I'm glad that, as we do every show, you know, we play a couple of different songs and we kind of keep going through the overnight hours, no matter what people are doing. And by the way, people listening to this program are doing all kinds of different stuff. Overnight, when a lot of other people are sleeping or doing something, just not awake at that point because it's overnight. And you'd be surprised at how many people across America are doing something, whether they're working their job or they're doing something else or they're just up with us through the overnights discussing news and politics. It's really, really cool. And I want to thank you so much, everybody out there, for sticking with us. And see, again, congratulations. We're so glad that you're doing so much better. It really is great to hear. All right. So once again, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. We do have President Joe Biden. He's unveiling his latest student loan forgiveness plan, which roughly translates into, I really want to buy your vote. I just really want to buy your vote. In fact, I think we've got a quick audio clip of Joe Biden talking about this very thing. So let's listen in, and then we'll make some comments.
It's a drag on our local economies. It really is. It's a drag on the economies. When you can't afford to buy a home, start that small business, chase that career that you've been dreaming about for a long time. That's why earlier in my term I announced a major plan to provide more than 40 million working and middle-class Americans student debt relief. Tens of millions. Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us.
Oh, wow.
But that didn't, that didn't stop us.
Ooh, didn't stop us.
No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
All right, stop right there. Yes, everything was sailing along. Everything was fine. And then the Republicans came. And then the Supreme Court came, and the Supreme Court says, you can't do that. Well, guess what? You can't do that. You're the President of the United States. We have plenty of time. So I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi said at the early genesis of the student loan forgiveness program. So let's listen in and hear what Nancy Pelosi said at the beginning of everything before she kind of changed her tune. So, you know, it's a good thing that we have recordings of this, isn't it? Let's listen in.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
He does not. That's exactly. At the one time, isn't this weird? We agree with Nancy Pelosi on that, don't we? He does not have it. And in all seriousness, Joe Biden wanted to make sure that, you know, again, this was at a time when, you know, people are going to be getting ready to go to the ballot box and so forth. And I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating because now it's all come back into the news again. Don't be fooled. They know exactly that these things don't hold water. When they initially did this, they knew exactly it would more than likely be overturned. The president doesn't have that particular power. And they understand that, and they know it's going to take time to litigate. They know it's going to take time to go through the courts and then finally get to the Supreme Court. But by that time, the election is over. But what is the message? The message is, look what we're doing. We're crediting you back this money. You don't have to, or, you know, you don't have to pay it back. So now, and then, and in this speech today, or yesterday, technically, he's talking about what? Let's back that up just a little bit and listen to President Biden.
That's why earlier in my term I announced a major...
We might want to back that up just a tad more, then we'll hear it. Here we go.
Many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to can get married, have their first child, start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing debt. That's not the, you know, it's not just a drag on them. It's a drag on our local economy.
Okay, stop right there. So now we're going to couch it in the idea that, well, but it's really a hamper. And I would agree, it's probably a hamper. But folks, everybody listening to the sound, within the sound of my voice this morning, don't you have things that you had to pay for? Don't you think you could you have made the argument to say, you know, we bought this house and it's really just a drag. It's such a drag, you know. So it was like Paul McCartney. It's such a drag, man, that we bought this house, you know. And then suddenly Joe Biden and the Democrats come along and say, that's all right. We're going to pay this off. And that way you can stimulate the economy and make you feel better. Now, I get it. I get it about buying the votes. I get it. You know, that's not lost on me. But my friends, and then when we come back from the break, I'll play you the clip where he tries to address the idea, well, what if I didn't go to college and I don't have a big student debt? Is that fair? What about me? And you'll hear his response. But that's not government's job, is to simply say, okay, we'll take this away from you in order to stimulate the economy, quote unquote. That's still money. I mean, was it real money or not real money? You know, I'm just, yeah, I'm being a little silly because I'm trying to point out just how absurd this really, really is. But don't be deceived. It's about simply buying votes that they know they couldn't get otherwise. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden criticizing Donald Trump for his position on abortion. In a statement on Monday, Biden asserted the former president bears responsibility for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and alleged that Trump would endorse a national abortion ban if elected. The statement follows Trump's release of a video where he expressed his belief that abortion laws should be determined by individual states. Millions of Americans traveled to see Monday's solar eclipse. The Federal Highway Administration projected that as many as 5 million people traveled somewhere to secure the optimal viewing spots. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate that companies better specify employees' compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Oh, well, I feel so good today. We just touched down on an international runway.
All right, Tuesday edition continues on, everybody. Kyle One with you. And we're going through the overnight hours across your radio dial. And right smack dab to your radio, as it were. And we're glad to be here. Glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can also find out more about the program, more about me, and also more about the podcast that you can get as well, in case you miss the show. And by the way, we also have our wonderful live link there from GCN. The Wizards at GCN had put together a great live link that plays the program live whenever we are live, but then once we go off the air for the morning, you'll hear the previous program play in a loop until it's time for us to go live again. So that's kind of cool. So once again, thanks to the Wizards at GCN, and GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them very much. They work very hard for the program. And also welcome to everybody tuning us in this morning via TalkStream Live, and we're really excited about that as well, because we know that new people are finding the program in that manner. So once again, folks, welcome back. It is Tuesday. Hope that your morning is going well. And here's Joe Biden responding to the idea of what about people that didn't go to college? See, now they realize that they have to try to account for something here because, you know, if they're just going to forgive student debt, and like I said, you know, sort of alluding to at the in the previous segment, well, what about your mortgage? My life would be a lot easier, right? Wouldn't your life be a lot easier if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Your life would be a lot easier if you didn't have to buy gas. Well, I guess they're working on that. They don't want us to have gas-powered cars. But nevertheless, they seem to be working on this, especially for younger people, perhaps, because they know that they're having some problems there as well. And anything they can do is going to, in their estimation, bolster their chances. But I do think that their chances, that they're seeing their chances as diminishing. The reason I say that is because I think that especially because of this big dust-up after Donald Trump talked about abortion, and here came Kamala Harris. She was on the tarmac, going to get ready to get on Air Force Two, I guess, and went up to the cameras looking all determined, and then just really, you know, and actually it was one of the better, media statements she's ever made, I think. But that's because she can play the part. She can play the part of, you know, Donald Trump's trying to do this, and the Republicans are trying to do this, and we're going to make sure it all stays in place, and we're going to encode, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but we're going to encode Roe v. Wade, basically, into federal law. We're going to sign, Joe Biden will sign that into law. And when we get to that topic here in a few minutes, I think that it's harder for them to make an argument like that, I think. We'll talk about it there. But here's Joe Biden talking about, well, what happens if you didn't go to college? I mean, it's just me. Are people benefiting disproportionately from this? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the far left or the Democrat Party elite. Let's listen in.
That's not all. People say to me, it's great you're helping people into college. How about all those hardworking people who grew up and had no opportunity to go to college? I get it. That's the neighborhood I come from. That's why a big part of my economic agenda is investing in all Americans, whether you attend college or not. We're expanding career and technical education at high schools. Think how many of these shop programs have been dropped. People not knowing whether they want to work with their hands. Think not being able to get started. To provide pathways to good middle-class jobs without college. My Labor Department is investing $200 million in grants for registered apprenticeship programs around the country.
Okay, so stop right there. Now, of course, he's reading this, I think, for the first time. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be funny. He kind of squints at the teleprompter because suddenly he says this, and he sounds very coherent when he does this, when he was reading that one sentence. But I'm telling you that I think that they're missing the point here. The idea isn't to say, well, we're going to forgive all these college loans that we can, and at the same time, then we got to go over and try to do something for the people who don't go to college. And, you know, it almost sounds like he's talking down, you know, which I don't appreciate. But what the answer really should be, I think, is that you're going to create the opportunity for all Americans. You're going to create the opportunity for a great economy, for great jobs coming out of college and great jobs in other industries, trade industries, and so forth. And you're going to have everybody prosper. So what this sounds like, again, is just what it is. I want to buy the votes over here. And then at the same time, I'm going to make you think if you didn't go to college or you didn't want to go to college or you're on a different trajectory, whatever the case may be. But look, we're going to sort of give you a few little things over here to placate you so that there's not a lot of unrest about the fact that we're literally forgiving billions of dollars. And that's only designed to make you believe in more government programs. It's designed to make you believe and trust, quote unquote, in the idea that government is there to take care of you. It's going to set these things up. You're going to do it their way, the government's way, and we're going to help you in your little life. You know, that's the kind of attitude I think that they give, as opposed to saying America can be the place of opportunity for whatever it is that you want to do. So in so many ways, then you have the market, you have the private sector doing all kinds of things in order to bring people in and train them. Apprenticeships. Why? Because it's a going concern. right? You could have a great plumbing business, and you bring people in, and they do apprenticeships, and then they start working in the plumbing business, and but whatever it might be home construction, it might be other kinds of stuff. But, you know, the list is endless. But when things are really pumping, then everybody's going to do better. And guess what? The people that have a lot of student loan debt would be able to get a great job, and because that's also part of being responsible. And I'm not trying to, because it's such, the way they set this up is such a touchy subject. It's like saying, well, Colleen, you just want me to be saddled with debt, and you think, now you just think I made some mistake or whatever. Well, but if you got an education and you paid for it and you got student loans to pay for it, well, then it seems to be the natural progression that you would pay it back. If you buy a car or if you buy a home or you take out a credit card, you're supposed to go pay it back one way or the other, right? You'll pay it back one way or the other in this day and age. And so the idea is that, you know, if you're going to if you're going to come out of college, well, the government should be making that atmosphere such that you can get a great job and you will pay it back. But to go to the voters and say, well, it's just a shame that you can't kick in and start doing something else, that you want to do because you have this debt, because you went to school, that to me is just another way of saying, we're just going to make it all better for you. Please vote for us. And by the way, the endless money tree is there because we'll just keep printing it. We'll just keep making little bits and bytes in the computer, and it'll constantly keep going, and we'll just generate this. I mean, heck, it's become monopoly money because every time we turn around, we're sending another, you know, gabillion dollars to some other thing somewhere else in the world. And it's got to come from somewhere. And then, you know what happens then? Oh, well, here's what we're going to do. We got to raise the taxes on everybody. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to raise your taxes. Well, sure they are. And don't worry. How about this? How about, well, we're going to make a $20 minimum wage in California if you're a fast food worker. Well, guess what? People are getting laid off, or the store will close, this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, look what we did. We're Democrats. And we're taking care of you. That, my friends, is a bait and switch. It's not about, oh, good, please take care of me. No, that's not it at all. Because then once they take care of you, now they can start mandating all the other stuff about your life. And they can start saying, well, you can have this, but you can have that. You can have this medical care, but you can have that medical care. On and on it goes. You know, we make the rules, folks. That's kind of the way that this all starts, isn't it? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we also got a great message from the last segment here. This from John, listening on 860, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, of course, our home station. And he writes in, he says, talking about Joe Biden, says he tells more lies every day. Yes, yes, he does. Sure does seem like that. And, you know, they write it for him on the teleprompter, I guess, too. He says people like him discouraged people from doing blue-collar work. Plus, the left wants people in college to indoctrinate them into progressivism. Well, that's right, and sometimes even worse than that. It really is an eye-opener. You know, generally speaking, you know, college in and of itself, you know, should be a place where you learn about a lot of different things and so forth. But, and sometimes it helps you to figure out what are you going to do, or where are you going to go, this kind of stuff. But you do have, unfortunately, a lot of professors, not all of them, but a lot of, most of them, I would hate to say, you know, do have a real agenda. And even right now, do you see what's been happening on the college campuses when it comes to going after Israel? You know, it's somehow, again, Israel needs to be taken down or this kind of stuff, or protest against Israel. But what about Hamas? You know, let's protest against Hamas and Iran and the terrorist ilk that supports this kind of thing, that calls for extinctions of people and things like that. But yet, if you want to, you know, talk about, well, you know, by the way, of course, I mean, I could go on all day, right? You know, Founding Fathers, they were bad. You know, they pretty much try to tell you America's based on everything bad. And that's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate because the politics infiltrate so very badly. But part of this thing, though, too, is that as you're bringing up your kids and all that, you got to teach them the right way. You got to teach them all the things that you know, and hopefully, just as with anything in life, when somebody comes along and says, "Hey, you know, you really ought to embrace this, you know, weird ideology or something like that," they're going to say, "No thanks. I know what all that's about. You know, that doesn't jive with what we're about. At least we're supposed to be about here in America." Well, folks, once again, it's time to play one of our first songs of the morning here. We got a great request, and last week we had a little bit of a gremlin, and I wanted to play Driver Ron's request for Friday, I believe. And the request was for Heart, Crazy on You, and it's from 1975, their debut album, Dreamboat Annie, which I remember well, and it was a very, very cool record, and really just kind of sent Heart, into the stratosphere, it seems like. So we've got that. And then next hour, because today is Times 2 Tuesday, those of you new to the program, Times 2 Tuesday means we play an artist, and then in the first hour, and then in the second hour, we play another song by that same artist, but maybe one that you might not be so familiar with. Could be an album cut or some other cool song that they did that you hear and you go, "Oh yeah, that's them, but it's kind of different. It's kind of cool." So that's our Times 2 Tuesday. So let's not waste any time. Let's start up with Crazy on You, one of my favorite songs, by the way, as I was growing up listening to Heart. So let's listen in. Wilson, Dreamboat Annie, of course, the album, and that's a pretty cool song, and it always has been, and I like a lot of the production elements in it, and especially the bridge. I think it's really cool because it kind of goes into this sort of different space, and so, you know, and the 1975, I mean, this is the stuff that was on the radio back then, and it still sounds good today, I think. So thanks so much to Driver Ron in Denver for a great, great suggestion, and we'll have another Heart song, Times 2 Tuesday, next hour in the fourth segment, again, a little before the top of the hour. But right now, let's take a quick look at what's happening out there in terms of the weather, the National Weather Service reporting on this. And so we're taking a look at heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe weather threat is emerging across the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley tonight and through Tuesday and Wednesday. critical fire danger shifts into Texas Big Bend by Tuesday. And, of course, also, you know, I know there was a lot, some cloud cover for folks watching the eclipse, and that was a little bit, you know, disappointing, I'm sure. But nevertheless, there was a lot of viewing of that. I think a lot of people were able to really get a charge out of doing that. We do have a lot of rain this morning in the southern part of the country. This is going to be in the southern part of Oklahoma, go through the mid part of southern part of Arkansas, I should say, northern part of Louisiana, also through basically northern to basically the upper two-thirds of Mississippi, and then the middle of Alabama. We've got a lot of rain going on there. It's going to bleed over into Georgia. So if you're in Atlanta this morning and just a little bit west of Macon right now, you've definitely got all kinds of rain on the map, and at times it's heavy to moderate. And we're also seeing a lot of lightning, especially if you're in southern Oklahoma, and this is also heading down towards Dallas as well. So you definitely looks like you could be getting a storm there in Dallas in about another hour or so, according to the radar right now. But we are seeing a lot of lightning strikes north of Dallas and then on up towards Paris, Texas at this time. So want you to be careful out there. Want you to get there in one piece, of course. Looking at precipitation, looks like listener Joan up in Seattle, you've got some precipitation that's right now to the south and basically to the southwest of you, southeast and southwest, as well as northeast. So you may have to batten down the hatches there. Tacoma looks like you're getting rain right now. Walla Walla, same story. Spokane, Washington, coming up I-90. So if you're coming up through the northern part of Idaho, you definitely got some rain coming across the interstate up there. And a little bit in North Dakota this morning. And then to round it out, St. Paul, Minnesota, looks like you got some rain as well. Of course, GCN's based in Minnesota, so we'll give a shout-out to our friends at GCN this morning. A little bit of rain in northern Wisconsin this morning as well. So, again, be careful out there, folks. We do want you to get there in one piece, or just batten down the hatches if you're in the areas we're talking about. And we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. Top of the hour news, we'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. And, of course, we'll take your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. And when we come back, you know, we're going to be talking about what President Trump was talking about in terms of abortion and a lot of the reaction that's coming from this. So it's a good question. Can the federal government make a national abortion ban or enshrine Roe v. Wade in federal law? I think that's a great question. We'll talk about that when we come back from the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere, folks. Kyle Warren with you. The Tuesday edition continues.
Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.